the treatment he received for coronavirus has cured it, and he wants it to be offered to Americans free of charge. He said his experience was a revelation.
I think this was a blessing from God that I caught it. This was a blessing in disguise. I caught it. I heard about this drug. I said, let me take it. And it was incredible the way it worked. And I think if I didn't catch it, we'd be looking at that like a number of other drugs. But I want to get for you what I got, and I'm going to make it free.
So we're about 3 weeks out from the general election in America. Will this make any difference? Dr. Robert Gucci is a senior lecturer in critical digital media practice at Lancaster Uni. He also wrote The Trump Presidency, Journalism and Democracy. Robert, thanks for joining us this morning. Will this make any difference, or have people already made their mind up?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, the COVID issue is one thing that neither Biden or Trump wanted to talk about. It opens up far too many insecurities and uncertainties about not just health, but people's finances, what they can do, where they can go, and what this means for, you know, their education. And there are far too many questions that this brings out. And that's going to be the real challenge, is if Biden or Trump can address those concerns in the next few weeks. But you know, the way Donald Trump handles it is comes out and does as you described. They put together a Michael Bay sort of production of him taking a helicopter and arriving back at the White House. And that just distracts us from maybe what the real concern should be.
Because if you're a Trump supporter, you don't believe anything in the mainstream media. It's all lies. It's all fake news. That's what he wants you to believe. And you're going to vote for him anyway, because he is a strong leader and he's beaten the virus and things like that. And that's going to be the same with Joe Biden as well. So do presidential debates, do what's happening in the news. Does it really change anything?
Well, what it does is, as you said, reinforces those people in their own communities, right? That just reproduces the ideas that they already have. But there are segments of the electorate where they could flip flop, or they could move over onto another side. That's really always kind of where we try and we try and get people's attention. The other issue here, though, is getting people to actually vote. And if they watched last night's vice presidential debate, it was quite boring. The only interesting thing going on was a fly that landed on Joe Biden's head. Now, if that's what Americans walk away with, that it's too boring and we're not going to tune in, that's a real testament to how Donald Trump has turned politics into spectacle and really pushing people's short-term memories and attention spans. And that's the real danger here. How do they get people to fill in the ballots, mail them in, or otherwise vote for somebody?
If you look at the polls, Biden's got to walk it. But Hillary Clinton last time around was the favorite as well, and we all know what happened. What do you think's going to happen?
Yep, that's right. We never seem to learn our lessons on polls. I mean, they not just are culturally biased and really limited, and we don't share the details of how skewed the results might be, or who really these people were who were answering the polls, let alone the people who were putting out the polls and what interests they may have had. So at the end of the day, we're going to have to go back to kind of our gut instinct here of who we think is going to be best for the country, or as an individual voter, who they think is going to be best for them. And sadly, it does sure seem that Donald Trump is the one that has a golden goose, and everything he touches, even if it may be to some despicable, turns into a winning column for him.
So who do you think is going to win?
I do, and I'm quite sad about that. And
you think Trump's going to win?
I do think Trump's going to win. I think that he's a plain talker. He puts aside PC stuff that gets in his way. He has buildings with his name on it, even though they're licensed. Doesn't mean he actually owns them. And I think for the average American, he is speaking to them. I also think that the Democrats probably put up the wrong candidate once again. If Joe Biden's going to stand on stage next to Donald Trump, he should at least try and have some optics that make him look a bit tanned. This is about optics, whether we like it or not. This is about optics.
Okay. Dr. Robert Gutscher from Lancaster University. Thanks for joining us this morning. Right now, 8:30.